Powers, BradPowersSports.com, at BradPowers7 on Twitter. You can hear him every Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour, and you can go to his website right at the top. Click on the Bill King link. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. How are you guys doing on this fine Wednesday morning?
I'm doing well. Do you have withdrawal when the Super Bowl's over? There's no more college games. There's no more NFL games. I know you're busy doing so many other things, certainly college basketball and everything, but is there a bit of a withdrawal period for you?
No, really there isn't because, teams have already started spring practice. There's a lot of early power ratings that have come available in the last week or so. Obviously, 351 college basketball teams keep me quite busy. I really don't hit the withdrawals on probably until April after the NCAA tournament, but the beauty of the month of April is, now with today's television schedule, about 50 spring games are televised throughout the course of April. So there really isn't Bill King likes to say that there really isn't an off season to football anymore. And then obviously you got the NFL draft coming up at the end of April, early May. And then you're right into, preseason magazine season. They're opening up season win totals for college football in the month of May. I really don't go with a withdrawal because I never fully really remove myself from it.
Brad, do you take I give away all the stupid questions here. Are there Olympic bets going on?
I don't personally follow it. It's better to know a lot about, one sport than a little about a lot of sports. So, yeah, there is betting going on here in Vegas on the Olympics. Very small niche market, but let's be honest. Those are the type of markets where you can actually profit from. The problem is if you're looking to bet a heck of a lot, if you're a big money type of guy like you two fine young gentlemen are, they're going to limit you to $500 or $1,000 on some of those bets.
Your credibility just went down a lot, Brad. Yep. I'm just telling you that with that statement. All right, let's read. Last week you were traveling. We didn't have you on after the Super Bowl. Winners and losers. The Eagles seemed to be the popular play, and they covered. Did Vegas take a hit?
They did not take a hit. Now, but they also didn't have a great Super Bowl. So let's break it down. Okay. I think the biggest winner of everything was, I just think, sports betting in general. So the Super Bowl 52 easily set a record handle here in the state of Nevada. And this is legal betting, about $160 million bet on the Super Bowl. That's $20 million more than last year's record. And just to put in perspective how popular sports betting has got here just in the last 5-6 years, 5 years ago, the state of Nevada had never broken $100 million as far as total handle on the Super Bowl, and now, 5-6 years later, we're hitting $160 million. The books only profited about $1.17 million, and I know that sounds like a lot, but when you factor in a record handle and a hold of less than 1%, it was the books' second least profitable Super Bowl in the last 20 years. So they were rooting for New England, and they were rooting for the under, and it wasn't just the game result that really affected them. Keep in mind the prop bets now pretty much factor in 35-40% of the overall handle on the Super Bowl, and all that yardage, Tom Brady's passing yards, Nick Foles' passing yards, Gronkowski's receiving yards, going all those things going over, missed extra points, 2-point conversion attempts. The public did pretty well, so the fact that they almost got the books says that the public had, for the most part, a pretty good Super Bowl.
Was it about breaking it down for the general public and, looking, because I think we all sort of thought that overall the roster was better for the Eagles, but then again you had the Brady Belichick. How much is it the public just hoping that the Eagles won and because they didn't want the Patriots to win? I know a lot of people would bet on the Eagles because they hate the Patriots.
Yeah, I think it was some of that, but I also think the Super Bowl is the rare event, the one-time event that brings out even the novelty bettors. So there's a difference between recreational bettors. Those are the guys that, weekly during the NFL season are betting $20, $50 on a game. That's what I like to refer as Joe Public. Now, the novelty bettors are the people that only bet one time a year, and it's on the Super Bowl. And a lot of those people, and keep in mind, over 300,000 people came right here to Vegas for Super Bowl weekend. So a lot of people are only betting for that particular game. And what they see is they walk up to the window, hey, I want to bet the Patriots. Well, do you want to bet them to win the game? If that's the case, you're going to have to bet $180 to win $100, or you're going to have them, lay 4.5 points, meaning they got to win by 5 or more for you to win the bet. Oh, I don't like the sounds of that. Well, let me take Philadelphia. Well, you can lay $110 to win $100 if you bet the Eagles plus 4.5. Wow, that doesn't sound very good. Well, how about I want to bet the Eagles to win the game? Well, you can bet $100, and if the Eagles win, you get $170 back. So a lot of times people like to bet the underdog on the money line. So those types of bettors really, had a good one. And, the big bettor here in Vegas, I don't think he's necessarily sharp. He's just got deep pockets because the lines that he was taking on the Eagles just – wasn't very good compared to the rest of the market. But the guy that bet upwards of $6-7 million on the Eagles on the money line, he came out the biggest winner in Vegas. Yeah. He profited over $10 million.
Let me ask you this: is that spread over several books, or does he just go to one house and do it?
No, you cannot. That's a big misperception about Vegas. There aren't very many $1 million bets here, and he got down one of the biggest bets ever in the history of Vegas, $3 million. At one book, the MGM. The rest of the remaining $4 million had to be spread around books.
Yeah.
No, you cannot just get down $1 million anymore here in Vegas on any particular game, even the Super Bowl.
Well, that helps me out when I come out there, okay, just to know that.
Yeah, I saw a casino. I know what happens when you make the – you can't pay those bets up.
BradPowersSports.com, the Bill King link at the top of the page, BradPowers7 on Twitter.
All right, Brad, let me ask you this. The Vegas Golden Knights, obviously, they're just kicking so much butt in the NHL. Do they get any play out there with you when people are betting on for people you know in Vegas, or is that just all-encompassing of everything of gambling and sports, and they really don't make a dent?
Well, they have made a dent, and just because of the locals, the excitement of the first professional sports franchise we've ever had here in Vegas, and a lot of people, I think, were looking for souvenir tickets, betting them to win the Stanley Cup and, betting all this stuff. I can tell you from multiple books, they have more liability on the Vegas Golden Knights as far as the futures markets, like 500-1 to win the Stanley Cup. They've already passed their season win total as far as wins goes, and will they make the playoffs? It looks like they're definitely going to do that. They have more liability on the Vegas Golden Knights than any team in any sport ever here in Vegas. So, and they're going to be taken advantage of by just the locals. Now, the sharp guys were kind of a little bit on the other side. They weren't too optimistic, but there's no question about it. They've gotten a lot of action, and because of it, the NHL handle here in the state of Nevada is up.
I'm going to ask you a personal question, Brad.
Well, go get it. What are you doing later?
Brad, do you gamble?
Like, what are you, outside of sports betting?
I mean, no. Like, do you see something? I mean, how much do you get? I'm just curious how much a professional guy like yourself, who does this for a living, how much you gamble?
Oh, I bet any play that I put out for my customers, I'm betting, and then some, probably five times more, because I think you can win by volume. A lot of people, you can't win by volume. No, that's how you do when you pick off rogue numbers. I shop around at the 6-7 different properties here in the state of Nevada, find the best numbers. So there's no question I do it. Now, unlike other people, I don't play slot machines. I don't play video poker. I don't play blackjack, any of that stuff. The only thing I do gamble on is pretty much, for the most part, just football and basketball.
Well, you just lost my grandmother on that one.
Well, so. Yeah. I thought you were going to ask if he ever goes out to the Mustang Ranch.
Do you? No, I don't answer this.
Oh, Brad Powers with us. Hey, Brad, and I know it's on another station, Mark. I do want to promote this thing. I know every Saturday night you are involved with a national radio show on Fox Radio. I think it starts at midnight here, 10 o'clock your time. And there's a lot of midnights that I'm traveling, because I do, TSU basketball games. I'm traveling to and fro, and I hear it. And so I have one criticism, okay, Brad?
Oh, all right, yeah, sure.
They need to let you talk more.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I won't say too much, but yeah, they I don't get too many words in on that.
No, they don't. All right. Well, and they spent 15 minutes two Saturday nights ago breaking down the history of the prop bet for a safety. And you know, I think, you know, 5 minutes is plenty.
Catchers okay. compliment him.
No, I did compliment him. I just told him. No, he didn't do that. The then they bring in Brad. What do you think? I like it. And that's it. And then you go, what do you go back to the watch TV? They need you need to be more involved with that show.
Hey, I appreciate that little criticism there of that. I agree with you, but it is what it is at this point. I'm just happy to be on national radio.
It is their show. I understand. But I just wanted to let everybody know, yes, is that an every Saturday night gig, national radio, right, from Vegas?
Yeah, every Friday and Saturday. And it's
okay.
The first, you know, nationally syndicated, not just on Fox. Yeah, Fox Sports Radio on Sirius XM and any station that does Fox. And I don't want to do too much promotion, but, you know, Friday and Saturday nights, first, and it's just basically Vegas talk. So that tells you where we've come as a society that, you know, a nationally syndicated show, we can just be talking point spreads and Vegas. So I like where we're going as far as this industry goes.
Do me a favor. Give us a shout out on that other, because they're the competition in this market, okay? Just say, you know, old Bill King and Big Joe, the pokester over there, want to shout out to them on 5 6. No, don't do that.
I'll try to fit it in as we get in closer to football. And they allow me to talk a little bit more when it comes to college. Football.
Well, and basketball is why they have you there now. Who you buying? Who you fading?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm fading what the committee just revealed. I can tell you that if I could bet stock against them, I'd certainly fade that. I mean, what in the world? Michigan State, the number 11 overall team, when I think they're easily top five. Oklahoma, a 4 seed. To me, they're a bubble team, so I'm completely selling the Sooners with Trae Young. I think he makes that team completely overrated. You look at their last 9 games straight up, they're 2-7 against the number. The last 10 games against the spread, they're 1-9. Everyone loves to bet offense. They love to bet, you know, perceived to be the best player in the country. I think he's overrated and his team's overrated. So I'm selling Oklahoma and been selling Oklahoma for a while. I'll tell you, the hottest team in the country against the spread is the Nebraska Cornhuskers, who covered yet again last night. They're now 16-1 against the spread their last 17 games. A remarkable run for Tim Miles and company there as they try to make the NCAA tournament. That's a team that I'm buying. You know, maybe another team that I think there might be some slight value moving forward, make Purdue. A couple of coin flip games away from having a 21-game winning streak, and they lose on the buzzer to Ohio State. They lose at the buzzer to Michigan State. I mean, two top 10 teams. Those buckets don't fall. Purdue wins those 2 games, they'd be the clear-cut number one team in the country.
Brad, always a pleasure. Tell people how to do business with you.
Yeah, bradpowersports.com. Dead top of the page, make sure you're clicking on the Bill King tab. Once you click on the Bill King tab, you can purchase as far as an early bird special for the football newsletter, the most accurate football newsletter in the market last 3 years running. Combined winning percentage, NFL and college, 55%. That is number one in the entire country. You also get every single pick documented on there. You can check that out. You can get past issues, download them for free. And coming up here in a few weeks, I do have my spring football newsletter that gets you covered as far as futures markets. Picks. I'm very good with that and any lines that are coming out in college football. And then you can't forget college hoops here with March Madness. March Madness, $99. That'll be starting up in a couple of weeks as we turn over the calendar month of March.
Always a pleasure, Brad. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, take care, guys.